Hello, hello everybody. Oh my goodness. I hope everybody's having a good day this far. Y'all, when I tell you, I have had a rather eventful couple of days since Saturday passed. And I literally just came back from the grocery store. Had done my monthly shopping. And as I walked into the house, I was thinking, Effie, what are you going to talk about on your podcast for episode 13? And as I put my key into the door, I don't know if we can call it a revelation of a reflection or what. I'm running out of words, babies. But I put the key in the door and I come up with the title, The Tea on Fear. Yeah, let me say fear because I don't want y'all to be like, what the hell is fear? That's just the way I say it. Babies! So as I walk into the front door, I'm thinking of all these different encounters that had happened to me in my life around fear. And babies, that is what we are going to dive in today. I hope y'all got your popcorn. If you don't need popcorn, I hope you got marshmallows, a burger and chips, chicken schnitzel with mushroom sauce, or anything that you can nibble on while you're listening to this podcast, baby, because this one is going to be a scream. This one going to be funny. Well, at least I think it's funny. So before we get into this episode, let us start off like we start off every week. I just want to say thank you to everybody for your continued support. Tea Time with Effie is growing stronger and stronger every single day. And babies, we are officially available on Apple Podcasts as well. I saw on Anchor when I checked my analytics, I saw that people had started streaming Tea Time with Effie on Apple Podcasts as well. So that is the one that I've been waiting for the longest time, because y'all know we're on Anchor, we're on Breaker, we're on Spotify, we're on Google Podcasts. But we was waiting a long time for Apple to approve it or whatever they done did. But we are officially there. And I'm so happy. So I just want to say welcome everybody from whether you're listening on Breaker or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever it might be. Welcome to Tea Time with Effie. And I hope that y'all will continue and enjoy listening to this weekly podcast. We are literally on the third last episode before we end off season one. But best believe that this is not going to be a one season show. Hell to the no. We're coming back in 2021. Just want to come up with some more topics and get a few more guest co-hosts to feature on a few episodes with me. And so let's go in. So whether you're listening to me while you're laying on your bed with your earphones in, or you might even have me playing on the surround sound in your car, or whether you're in a liquor or grocery store doing your weekly or monthly shopping, thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. I really do appreciate it. I love y'all's support so, so much. So without further ado, let's dive right in to the tea on fear. Babies! What I tell you, the first phobia that I remember that I've ever had since a little baby was that of spiders. Ooh, I cannot deal with no creepy crawlies. I don't like no spiders. Those worms with the hair on them. Ooh, I don't. Ooh, keep them. Oh, you better keep that spider away from me. Babies, And you know what? I don't know if I am just calling my phobias closer to me or what the case might be, but some crazy things has happened to a bitch in her life. Babies, let me tell y'all about this on the spiders. So a few years back, I think it was probably like between 16 and 18 years old. Me, my mama, my sister, and friends of ours had gone on a trip. Not a trip, but we drove around the coast here in Cape Town, right? Drove around the coast, Musenberg, Simonstown, Fishhook, all the way around past Cape Point, until we got Scarborough. And then eventually we had stopped off at Comiskey, this little town or dorpy called Comiskey. Babies, and when we got there, I had to go to the ladies. Ooh, I had to go to the toilet because we had been driving for a long time. Babies, when I tell you. So my mom stops the car and I'm already dancing in the back seat because I am trying to keep this, you know. I wasn't finished shit. I'm just keeping my pee in. And then when I run to the bathroom, babies, when I tell ya, step into the bathroom, I go into the stall. And as I am, you know, using the toilet, something tells me, Effie, something ain't right here. Something ain't right. And I start looking around. And I see spider webs behind the toilet. Spider webs in the windowsill. Spider webs at the door. But babies, I don't see me no spider. Baby! So I start shivering. Thinking to myself, okay, clearly a spider resides in this bathroom. But where it at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at, spider? Where you at? And I look all around. I see nothing. Babies, gonna tell ya. Something tells me, Effie, look up to the heavens. And I look up. Right above me is the, you know, it's... The bathroom don't got a ceiling, right? It's just the roof with the boards keeping the roof up. And I look up, and lo and behold, a gray Bobby Yarn. What is a Bobby Yarn spinnaker in Afrikaans, in English? A tarantula. A gray tarantula, babies. Standing on the board on top of my head, not on my head, but on the board, looking down at me. When I tell y'all, I wanted to scream for my mama, but I was like, Effie, don't scream. This motherfucker gonna scream. He gonna get a fright, he gonna fall on your head. And babies, when I tell y'all, he was so big, he or she was so big. I saw the six eyes. I saw the, what you call them, pincers, them teeth with all the hair on them, and he be looking down at me. And I finish using the toilet, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, stay calm. You don't want to shake too much because the bathroom, it wasn't like a bathroom that you'll find in a mall. It was just like a stall type of bathroom. So I didn't want to shake too much, and then the thing loses its balance and falls on me. So I finished using the toilet, pull the chain, and I want to open up the door. Baby's gonna tell y'all. The door won't open. And I've been tugging at the door. I'm thinking, Jesus, Lord, please open up this door. This motherfucking spider out here trying to get me. Babies, when I tell y'all, eventually the door opens. and I run up out of that bathroom so fast, y'all could have called me the Flash. And one of my friends, Danielle, she wants to use the bathroom. I said, baby, don't go into the bathroom. Don't go into the bathroom. She said, why, Effie? I say, there's a tarantula in the bathroom. She said, tarantula? I said, yes, a gray or a silver one. She said, let me see. So we open up the door and I point her to where the tarantula is on the board. And she gives off a scream, baby. Both of us give off a scream. You would have thought Ariana Grande and Mariah Carey was busy to having a whistle off. We done run out of that bathroom so fast. You could call us Flash and Flash 2 or Reverse Flash or whatever the hell you want to call it. That was the first time in my life that I saw a tarantula. And then, a few months later, my daddy, he used to, now y'all would have noticed that I don't speak much about my father, but he used to have a painting business, right? A painting business. And he asked me if I'd like to, you know, work for him during the June vacation. And I said, yes, Daddy, I'd like to have, get some extra coins, and it will also help us to, you know, grow our bond and things like that. And he said, okay, good. Anywho, babies, not to dwell too long on the spiders. So he's painting people's houses in Hout Bay. Yeah. And I was upstairs. I was busy doing the windowsills. And, you know, sandpapering the windowsills and painting over them, because the people didn't want it to be varnished. They wanted white paint on their wooden windowsills. How that makes sense, I don't know. But anywho. And I'm busy painting and I'm done, right? And now I got to go outside, even like towards the end of the day. And I got to clean the bucket where, you know, where I was, whatever, it was some type of bucket that I was supposed to clean. And I asked my daddy, Daddy, where's the tap? Where's the outside tap? He said, no, when you go out at the kitchen door, you will go down the stairs, it will take you into the yard. Then you go at the back of the house, at beneath the patio. They have like a balcony thing. Beneath the balcony, you will see you will see the tap right there. I said, okay, Father. So I walk minding my own business. Baby's gonna tell y'all. And I find the tap, and I don't see nothing. So I reach for the tap. And as I reach for the tap, I pull my hand back so fast, I gave a scream. I said, yes! A brown tarantula sitting on top of the tap handle where that I got to turn to open his tap to clean out his bucket. My daddy and his partner of the time come running out to the back. They said, what's going on? I said, that's a spider. My daddy said, a spider? What type of spider is it? I said, Daddy, that's a Baba Yaga. Yes, for all international people listening to this episode, we here in South Africa, we call tarantulas Baba Yaga spinnerkop. I said, there's a Baba Yaga on the tap, a brown one. My daddy goes, and he said, oh, dang, this is a big one. I said, yeah. He said, Jody, yeah, that's my name. He said, Jody, go and get me a shovel. So I run to go and get the shovel, babies. And I take it to him. And he done killed the spider. Woo, babies, when I tell y'all. That was the first. Those two times were the only times that I've ever seen tarantulas in my life. And I'm hoping that I will never see them again. Because I don't got problems with my heart or high cholesterol or any of that shit. But keep them spiders away from my face. I'm finna deal with that shit because those motherfuckers bite you and you could die. You know what I'm saying? Now, not to say that I'm not afraid of daddy long legs and these small ones you find in your house that jump. I'm scared of those motherfuckers too. But a Bobby gun? Oh, hell to Bobby gun, climb the bell. So faster and too faster. I ain't finna mess with no tarantulas. Babies! Let's move away from the spiders and go over to chapter 2. When I was a little baby, you know, my mama, she had that good medical aid. You know what I'm saying? So we always used to go to the dentist. I have a fear of the dentists, babies. Whether you take me for a cleaning, a filling, extraction, putting braces into my mouth for 2.5 years. I'm scared of everything. When I walk into a dentist and I hear that zinging, you know, there's a type of zinging that you hear in the dentist, like they drilling somebody's mouth out of their head. Babies, I remember we going to the dentist this one time and my mama said we was going for a cleaning. Now, I didn't like no cleanings neither. But now as the dentist is busy cleaning and I'm drowning because, you know, that water comes into your mouth and then they have the suction thing. But sometimes the suction thing don't work and you busy drowning. And as the dentist is done, he's like, Mrs. Oaks, we're going to have to, Jody needs some fillings. Y'all, I look at this man, I'm thinking, fillings? Fillings for who? Not for me, hell to the no. You ain't finna eject me for no filling. You ain't finna put no needles into my gums. Hell to the no. I know that shit hurts like a motherfucker. My mama said, yes, it's fine. I cannot remember if we did the fillings immediately or if we did it the other time. But let's just say that we did it immediately. Baby's gonna tell y'all. Have y'all ever seen that needle that the dentists have to numb your mouth so that you don't feel it? And no, keep that needle away from my face. I'm finna deal with that shit. And he injects me and then the drilling and all the blue lights and hell to the no. Traumatizing. Since that age until now, I don't like no dentist. Literally, yesterday I was at the dentist, baby. I had gone. It's a new dentist. Now, I have a friend who's a dentist too, right? Now, when I used to go to his practice, it was fine because, you know, there's that comfortability and he massages my gum when he injects, so then I don't feel nothing. But other dentists, they don't massage for shit. They just inject you feel everything. Anywho, so I couldn't go to his practice because I'm living much further than where he's practicing now. So I find a dentist here in the area. And, I go yesterday. Because I gotta have a filling. Because one of my teeth, the teeth on the left-hand side of my mouth in front of the wisdom tooth had chipped, you know, but just in one corner. At first, it chipped in the one, in the opposite corner, which my friend fixed, like last year, I think. And then the other corner also chipped. So I went to the dentist yesterday and I say to her, I need you to do a filling for me. She said, okay, no, it's fine. So she does, she examines and everything. She's like, Effie, I don't think we're going to be able to. fill this tooth. Because the tooth is too far gone. This motherfucker got to go. I said, for real? You're trying to tell me that we need to extract these teeth? She says, yes. I said, doctor, I had braces in for 2.5 years. You trying to tell me you go pull out my teeth? She said, baby, it got to go. Either we pull this teeth or you're going to have a root canal. I said, hell to the no. I ain't got no money for no root canal. How much the extraction is? She gave me the price and everything. Baby's going to tell you. I'm very clean syrup. What is clean syrup in English? Shit, I'm running out of English words. I don't know what clean syrup is. I'm sorry. It's like you just stomp your foot and you cry. That's what clean syrup is. It's very pinicky. I don't know. I don't know what it's called. And she injected my gums probably like 6 times because every time she tried to pull this motherfucker out of my mouth, I'd be like, yeah. She started laughing after time. Baby's gonna tell you, I'm busy recording this podcast over here. My mouth is in pain. Not in pain, but you know, it's literally only been one day. So still feels a little bit weird. And obviously the hole is still open and all that shit. Anywho, eventually she pulled the tooth out of my mouth and I had gone on with my life and whatever. And y'all know when they give you an injection in your mouth and your mouth all dead. Now, because she had injected my mouth 6 times, now felt like the whole half of my face was dead. The whole half of my face was dead, baby's gonna tell ya. And she had told me, Effie, it's probably gonna take a long time for the feeling to come back in your mouth because. For the feeling to come back in your mouth because of all of the injections. I think it took probably like 5 to 7 hours for the feeling to come back in my mouth completely. And then I started getting this pain. Ooh, the pain was bad. But anywho, luckily we had some pain and molds or still pain or something here at home that I could drink. And then a bitch went to sleep. But that's not the only fear that I got. Obviously, dentist goes along with needles. I'm scared of needles. I remember when I was babies. I don't know what chapter we on, but we on some type of chapter. I remember when I was a little baby. You know when you were a child, your mama got to take you to the doctor so that they can inject you for this and for that and all this shit. Now, I had created a reputation for myself of the fact of that they knew when Jody is coming to have an injection, you better get to have your earplugs. You better have your earplugs because that child gonna be screaming with a 5-octave range. Sorry, babe, just had a drink of my tea. And I remember this one time. This is the only time I remember. We go to the hospital. I don't know what the injection was for. And eventually they call out my name. So me and my mama goes to the bed, right? The nurse or doctor invites us inside. And the first thing I see is this chair in the middle of the room. Not like a dentist chair. It's like a chair, right? In the middle of the room. And, this chair's in the middle of the room and there's straps on the feet and on the arms of the chair. And I immediately start crying because I'm thinking, you know, your motherfucker's gonna tie me up. So, lo and behold, that's exactly what they did. They said, Jody, take a seat. I had taken a seat. And the nurse, she done tied me up. All both my arms and both my legs. And I think around my stomach too. Have you ever been tied up like that? tied up in the same type of position like somebody is about to get electrocuted to death. That's the way this fucking nurse tied me up. And I was sobbing. I was crying. I was screaming, if I remember correctly. And because this, oh shit, this needle was too thick. But eventually she, you know, she pricked me and it was all over. You know, it goes so quick. But when you're scared of doing something, then it feels like, oh my God, it's going to take a long time. But eventually when it happens, actually it goes really quick. You know what I'm saying? And lastly, babies, now this is not too funny or whatever. But for most of my life, I remember, Effie, you got a fear of rejection. Now, I know a lot of people have this fear too. Fear of rejection. Fear of somebody saying no to you. Whether it be you asking your mama for some cool drink and she say no, you just had a glass. Or whether it be you really having a crush on somebody but they don't want to date you and they say no, I just see you as a friend. Rejection is a motherfucker. I'm sorry for swearing all this time on this episode, babies, but I feel so passionate about these fears taking over my life. I remember primary school, grade one. There was this girl in my class. Oh, she was so pretty. Her name was Nadine. She had green eyes. She had blonde hair. I was like, you gonna be my girlfriend. And I'm 6 years old, right? Eventually, I asked her out. Or I sent her a note or something. I don't know. And she said no to me. And I was so crushed because I loved her. I'm sure I loved her. If it wasn't love, it was a strong infatuation. But it was a strong feeling. It was a very strong feeling that I had towards Nadine. That was long before I knew that I was, you know, homosexual. Shit. Because who knows? I don't know. I didn't know when I was 6 years old. Anywho, that was the first time. Second time I remember, we started doing ballroom. There was this girl. She was on a higher level, you know. In the ballroom world, you're a beginner, then you're bronze, silver, gold, novice, pre-champ, championship, and professional. So I was still like bronze. And I think she was like novice or pre-champ. Baby's gonna tell y'all, when I saw her the first time, I was like, dang, you look just like Nicole Kidman. And y'all probably would think, Effie, you had a crush on Nicole Kidman? No, I didn't have a crush on Nicole Kidman. But this girl, she looked very much like Nicole Kidman. And she was very soft-spoken. And there was just something about her. So I thought on this one weekend, Effie, write her a note. And then you give it to somebody to give to her. And write down the lyrics of the song by Celine Dion. How did the song go? Lying in my bed, thoughts in my head, dreaming of you and I can't get through the night. That song, I can't remember the song's name, but it was that song. Wrote the entire lyrics down and I wrote the note. And the Monday came, it was time for our class. When the class was done, I gave the note to somebody to give to her. And no, that was a Thursday, right? The Monday we come back for class. And I told her in the note, you might not know who I am, but you're going to know who I am by next Monday. And then you can let me know if you are interested in dating me or anything. And now y'all know I'm still a baby. I was probably like 13. 12, 13, 14, there, around there. That's still a baby, shit. And she said, no, she didn't want to be my girlfriend. She didn't want to be my girlfriend. Babies, I don't know if those two rejections of Nadine and this girl at the ballroom had traumatized me that much that I still hate rejection, but best believe, even on Grindr, let me just say it, when I had Grindr, or Tinder, or any of what you call a relationship app, I be looking at these fellas and I be thinking, you fine as hell. Ooh, you beautiful piece of chocolate. Ooh, what a beautiful chocolate man. Ooh, he got that white chocolate. Or something, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, ooh, I'm scared to say anything to this person because either they're not going to respond to you, like they're just going to ignore you, or they're going to be like, oh, but I don't date drag queens. Or they're going to be like, oh, but your preference is this and my preference is that. So yeah, babies, like I'm scared. I couldn't even, in primary school, kindergarten, I couldn't even make friends because I was too scared the children was going to say to me, we don't want to play with you. We don't want to be your friend. You weird, you crazy, whatever the case may be. And then, yeah, so the fear of rejection is definitely my number one fear. And then it will be followed by that of spiders, needles, dentists, and also big flies. Y'all see those very big flies? Those big flies that where you chase them with doom or raid and they just decide to turn around and chase you right back. Those flies. Babies, we have come to the end of this episode. I hope y'all have enjoyed listening as much as I have enjoyed recording and telling these stories about all my fears. And I just want to say thank y'all again for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. I really do appreciate it. And whether you was listening to this episode while you were laying on your bed with your earphones, or whether you was driving in your car, having me on the stereo, or even in a grocery or liquor store, doing your weekly or monthly shopping, thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Y'all be blessed.